The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
CEO is trying to convince people for their go-to meal to be cereal. And I mean,
I've been there.
I don't really want to be throwing a bunch of sugar into my body late at night. That, you know,
well,
for sleep.
Have some Wheaties.
For sleep. Wheaties?
Yeah.
Are Wheaties good?
No, I don't think that Kenny Rogers has any idea what's going on down there.
What are you doing? But the problem is this. The older you get, there's a lot of fiber in cereal.
Yeah, keep you regular.
I don't want to be regular at 10 o'clock at night.
That's tomato juice. That looked like milk to me.
Really
the whole point of regular is that it's predictable.
Stay on schedule.
Yeah.
I know, but as soon as I eat cereal...
So you're saying... Wait.
Wait, it's a diuretic?
Yeah, I was about to say, you're saying that cereal has the effect on you that extra hot wings have on other people?
Yeah.
Gary, my rods and cones are all screwed up!
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited.
Lots of reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Folks letting us know that the big towels are called bath sheets. Thank you to Julie, thank you to Dusty, thank you to Katrina, who all weighed in on that. Mitch siding with Joshy, saying all the pillows, give me all the pillows. Chef Ed saying, I googled it, 16% of people sleep on their stomachs. It is said to be unhealthy. I don't know, it gives me the best sleep. Not last night so much, because I had another child. I didn't have another child, but I had another child popping into the bedroom with me.
I was going to say a guest, which also could be
guest
taken the
also,
wrong way.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. You got to be real careful.
I was like, that's a weird gestation cycle there.
Yeah,
just 2 days. Woo.
Yeah, baby girl came in at 1:30. I had a bad dream. Okay, I'm real sorry about that, honey. You got to go back to your bed. And she had an absolute epic, like, exorcist-style meltdown.
Oof. Yeah, just, so now everybody's up.
Now everybody's awake. Every single person in that house is now awake. I want to talk about this Goody comment yesterday. We talked about it a little bit earlier when we had Craig Karmazin on, how he revealed that he would still be in the market to draft a wide receiver. Competition is good, obviously, for the bottom line. And not that we disagree with that, but it does feel like wide receiver should be at the bottom of the list of priorities for this Green Bay Packers team, especially if you believe the window is open for them to win a Super Bowl right now. But Goody also talked about how these picks that they have give him a lot of flexibility to do something you might not think that a GM of the Green Bay Packers would do. Take a listen.
5 picks in the first 100. What does that allow you to do?
Get good players, right? I mean, obviously, that's what we're here for, but I also think it gives a little bit of flexibility, whether it's moving around within the draft or if there's players out there, veteran players that, are available, that certainly could be a possibility as well. So you'd never have enough, and you want them as high as they can be, but I think we're, with some of the things we've done in the past, we've set ourselves up to have some flexibility and ammunition as we go into this draft.
Chewy, do you think the Packers will trade for a veteran player?
No. I think, isn't it snow job part of the time of year? We're like, yeah. Hey, we really want a safety. Hey, let's say we want a receiver. I mean, as stupid as it sounds to throw teams off, I mean, I think he should. Do I think he will? No. I think he loves his draft picks too much.
Yeah, I would not be shocked if they don't use all 100, all 5 in the top 100. Wouldn't be shocked if he packaged those to move up. Because he's shown a propensity. I mean, he moved up to get Jordan Love, moved up to get Christian Watson. If there's a player he likes, not necessarily in the first round, but in the first couple of rounds, package a couple of those together if there's some guy that he really likes. He has shown that he is willing to do that. Packaging those picks to go get a veteran player, I just don't see that. I don't see that happening. I mean, that's just not what he's... That's not what he's ever done.
At what position would he do it, though? I mean, we all can say safety, but is there another position where he'd go get...
Maybe you would want an inside line, or I guess they're not inside linebackers anymore, but just like a linebacker, an off-ball linebacker. If you're not comfortable with McDuffie and Quay Walker, and you want a little bit more of a veteran if you decide to move on from Campbell. Like, I think that maybe you could talk yourself into that.
Is there any part, Chu, though, that you think, because you have actually talked before about the need for veteran leadership. Is there any part of you that thinks that that's what Goody is trying to address by going out and getting a veteran player from a different team, trading for a veteran player? It's not as much about, and certainly you need them to be productive. They can't just be taking up a roster spot. But is it more about having that veteran presence that maybe it's been lacking?
I don't know. I see, because now I see Halfley as kind of the leader of that defense. And then someone has to emerge when it comes to the players. So I don't think they need a leader defensively from a standpoint of a locker room guy, and I really don't know if they need one offensively. I mean, you got Aaron Jones, and then you have Elgton Jenkins. I don't buy the receiver thing.
I think he'll take a receiver. I mean, I'm not saying in the top 100, but I wouldn't be shocked if he took one in the fifth or sixth round. Just to continuously backfill. Because I just don't... They have, what, five guys that you feel potentially really good about? They're not all going to develop. They're not all going to be on this, like, upward trajectory. Like, one of them is likely to be left behind at some point. I don't know which one. You hope that all of them, but just the sheer numbers tell you that they're not all going to... Oh, these guys are all going to project, and they're all going to be superstars. No, they've got a lot of potential, but... One or two of them is going to get left behind. It's just kind of the way it works.
I mean, where do they need the upgrade? I mean,
offensive backs.
Defensive backs.
But it's mostly on the defensive side of the ball, right?
Yeah. I mean
the only thing
line
they
depth.
Need offensively is, I think, someone that can supplement Aaron Jones and then O-line. Well, everything else is fine.
Yeah,
I would not bring in a veteran receiver. I don't know why he even brought that up.
Well, that wasn't a veteran receiver. He was saying he would be willing to draft a wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I think fifth, sixth round, if he like takes a flyer on some speedy dude, right? The way that they did with Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Because it's not like MVS was a high draft pick. But then that way, if Christian Watson continues to have his hamstring issues, you still have a speedy guy that you can do some of those things that you want to do.
Did I see he got cut?
Yes, he did.
He sure did.
I mean, they were going to pay him $12
million. Well, he got a couple rings, though.
It was a bad trade-off for him.
Yeah, good for him. I think you're talking about defensive back. Linebacker, Josh, would you go out and try to get a veteran, or are you trying to supplement that in the draft? Are you trying to fill that spot in the draft? You said you were not thrilled with some of the sizing you've seen from those linebackers at the combine.
Yeah, the 240-pound linebacker seems to be a thing of the past. A lot of the guys came in quite undersized. I think you can add to it. I think it needs to be a combination.
Sorry to cut you off, Joshy, but I was just going to say, who's their other linebacker?
Right now, is Isaiah McDuffie is probably the...
But you need one more.
Yeah, so they have no one. So I would imagine they're going to use draft capital and probably bring in a veteran there simply because they need more of them and they can play on the special teams. I think the draft has guys that you can get and can get excited about, but I think those are probably second round or later for a lot of those picks.
Yeah,
would you be shocked if they went defensive end? I wouldn't.
No.
Yeah.
Also no.
I don't think I'd be shocked at any defensive position.
But you're also talking about going out and trading for a veteran at defensive end, right? Or are you talking about drafting one?
Like that pick at 25, is it? 26?
25.
I wouldn't be shocked if whatever guy falls for whatever reason that they go out and take one.
Are they going to play Quay Walker? Because in a 4-3, you have a strong side. We call it the buck linebacker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who always goes with strength, always goes to the tight end. Do you think they're going to play him in that position, or are they going to play him on the weak side that goes away from the tight end, and that's going to be your runner?
Yeah. So
typically, that guy is your cleanup runner.
Yeah. So
is Clay Walker a runner?
I mean, he has the speed to beat you, and that's what I've read, whether it's been from Silverstein, Domofsky, just all the beat guys, that the hypothesis right now is that he would be the weak side guy because he has that speed to potentially be that runner.
So they need a little bulkier one, on that front side.
You're saying to be able to go up against the tight end?
Correct, yes.
I got this question here that Joshy posed in the rundown, and I want to get to it before we move on here. Would you rather get three guys you really like or take five stabs in the top 100? This goes to the conversation that Goody was having about packaging some of those picks to go out and trade for a veteran. Chu, what do you think? Three guys you really like. You're very confident. You feel strongly that they will be contributing for the next few years at the very least.
Yeah.
Or more bites of the apple.
I would take the three. Take the three and run.
I mean,
that's what I would
mean,
do.
Theoretically, more bites of the apple, you get more chances to get those guys.
Sure.
I wonder what the hit rate is, though.
Well, we know.
You know what I mean? If you took teams that had five picks in the first 100, and I'm sure there's a sample size, how many, I mean, what do you, I would say you hit two.
Yeah, I think.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I think three is like a really, really good.
Yeah, I'm 100% there
would
with you.
You increase your chances of hitting five if you take five? I mean, hitting three to take five?
That's what I was saying.
Like, yeah. He did it last year.
Yeah.
There is a part of me that feels like Goody has had success doing what he's done. And because he's had that success, it has given him the flexibility. It has given him the luxury of now going outside of his comfort zone.
But he's had failures too, Jen.
Oh,
he's
yeah, 100%. But I think, again, we've all agreed that if you go big picture, those drafts have been successes, right? At least the last 2 years have been successes. Mm-hmm. So there's a part of me that feels like because he's been successful doing what he's done, which is using the draft picks and draft and develop versus going out and grabbing veteran players from other places, he now has the luxury of, if he wants to change it up, he can. Doesn't have to, but he can because his plan has worked. I want to put that on the poll, the question that you posed, Joshy. I think it's really interesting. Three locks. Three you're certain of, because again, three we would say is really good.
Yeah, that's why I'm taking the three.
Three is really good. Yeah,
or I'm taking the three.
Keep your five, better chance of nailing the three if you have five versus, you know, the chance that one of those three, even though you feel real confident about it, ends up being a bust. Have you guys tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? If you haven't, can I tell you about it? It's the clean energy drink that you need, that I need to stay active and energized all day long. It was out of the peach vibe. Went ahead and grabbed the old sparkling grapefruit here. Haven't cracked it open yet, which is actually a good thing, because I thought that the fact that I didn't get a lot of sleep last night meant I was going to have to go to the Celsius well a lot earlier than I have. Here's the good news. Got it with me. It'll be there if I need it. Celsius can be found at your local Pick and Save store or online at Amazon. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have told you how many times. Do not mess with electricity, Chew.
And I don't. I did. I did. But I don't.
Incident?
There was one.
Plumbing, you're going to get wet. Electricity, you're going to die.
On 94.5 ESPN.
There you go again. Head low, putting on a show.
Low testosterone can be an issue for any guy. That's where my friends at Mentality come in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. So what is low testosterone? How do you know if you have it? Well, if you're tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself, don't have that energy that you had to get through the day that you had a year or two ago, that could be low testosterone. It's easy to figure out with my friends at Mentality. Go in, lowtusa.com is their website, book an appointment, go through their process. At the end, they do a blood panel. It takes quick. It's very quick. But then, after a week, you get your results back. If your testosterone levels are low, you can start working with Mentality, and they'll have a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. That's what's great. It's not one size fits all. It's, oh, your testosterone level, no, here, you do this. No, they do it just for you to make sure your levels are where they need to be. So go to LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality. LowTUSA.com.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Chewy, you read any good books lately?
Yeah, the Bible.
Every time.
No, Chewy, I know you're Catholic. You're not reading the Bible. I am also Catholic. We don't do that as, you know, a people.
We read it in church.
Well, we listen to it in church.
Well, when's the last time you were at church?
Last Sunday.
Oh, all right. I didn't realize you were an every Sunday kind of Catholic. That's great. I'm talking about, like, books. Like, not, like, the book, but...
I think the last book I read was Bo Schembechler's autobiography.
Oh, that's a good one. As we're watching J.J. McCarthy up here on the on the old get-up, a little Michigan action. I read sports biographies. I enjoy having that context, you know, a little bit more depth of knowledge when it comes to some of these topics that we talk about. You never know what direction one of our conversations is going to go, and you never know when you might have read something that can contribute in a meaningful way. I don't know that I'm going to read this Aaron Rodgers book. This new Aaron Rodgers biography, Ian O'Connor announced it yesterday. Now, look, Ian O'Connor has a pretty impressive resume of books he's written, of biographies he's written. We are under the impression that this is an unauthorized biography, which means that Rogers maybe participated, but maybe not under the guise of knowing that a biography was being written, Gabe.
Yeah, Jason used the word unsolicited, which was interesting.
Has he written
an autobiography? Is that like an immunized versus a vaccinated?
Yeah, well, yeah, well you never know. I mean, if that's what somebody's telling Jason, yes, that's... Yeah.
He written one, Gabe?
No, he has not.
Because Brett, I believe at this time, had written two already.
Yeah. I remember reading his first one. Like, the first one he came out after he had done rehab. I remember reading that as a kid.
Yeah.
Joshy, will you read the new Aaron Rodgers biography that Ian O'Connor announced yesterday on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm a fiction reader, so this fits right in there with me.
Wait, Rodgers didn't write it?
Yeah, but a lot of his life story is fiction, so if Aaron Rodgers was interviewed in it, there's going to be some made-up stuff in there.
I mean,
so.
do we know how deep it goes? Does it go to girlfriends?
No idea.
We have no idea at this point, but I mean, I will read every single word of it just because it feels like an obligation.
You said you would hate read it.
Yeah,
of course. What's a hate read?
Hate read is you're going to. I mean, it's what I do when I listen to Aaron Rodgers talk most time when he talks anything other than football. It's,
yeah, have you ever like hate watched a show?
No.
Yeah.
What's hate watch?
You don't. Maybe this is something about me, but I hate watch stuff all the time.
Like what? What do you hate watching? I have only so much disposable time.
The last four seasons of Entourage.
You hate watched it?
Oh, yeah.
So you hated the show, but you watched it anyway?
Well, yeah, because I liked it at the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And then it got bad.
You wanted to see it through?
But then I had to see it through.
I hate follow so many people.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Joshy, this is not the path to enlightenment.
You gotta keep your enemies close.
This is not how we like maintain a healthy mental health.
So when did, I mean, you're a toad, Joshy. When did you start hating Rodgers? When he went to the Jets?
No,
before that.
Again, so there was some hate love going on there. Like you probably hated him, but he was our quarterback, so we had to back him.
Yeah, it was the not really taking blame for the playoff losses, having to be urged to the failures. It was pretty much the Tampa Bay loss. Where it was like, okay, guy, this is not all you. And then is after that. Like the blaming everyone else in Green Bay for things going wrong and him never taking accountability was kind of what pushed me over the edge.
Do you think Packers fans want to read a book about Aaron Rodgers? Or do they think that they have, because they've lived it for so long and he was the quarterback of their favorite franchise for so long, they already know all of these things? Like, would you read a book where you know most of the bullet points and storylines?
Do they know everything, though?
Not everything, but a lot of it.
I guess I would read this book in hopes that there would be a little more enlightenment on some of the things.
I guess,
like,
that's
what do you
the point.
Because otherwise, what's the point of writing the book?
What do you want it to be about, though? Do you want it to be about, hey, second and four, and, you know, Jordy was here, and he threw up, and this? Or do you want to hear interaction in meetings and how he blew up, or do you want to hear the girlfriend juice?
Yeah,
or...
I guess with the title of the book being Out of the Darkness, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers, I guess I'm more assuming this is about the person than it is the football career of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, let me do our favorite thing, which is reading on the radio, but let me read from the Amazon.com promo of the book, okay? And this is what it says. Aaron Rodgers is regarded by some as the most talented player to ever hold the most important job in American team sports, quarterback. He also stands among the most mysterious and polarizing figures in the modern-day national pastime that is pro football. From his controversial COVID stance, to his methods of spiritual awakening, to his estrangement from his family, to his high-profile romances, to his devastating Achilles injury, a mere four plays into his New York career, Rodgers has long dominated the NFL news cycle. At 39, in search of a challenge that would rejuvenate him, Rodgers divorced the iconic Green Bay Packers for the Jets, who haven't appeared in a Super Bowl since Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon. Although our buddy Tyler would tell us that never happened. The trade made Rodgers the biggest story in the biggest league in the biggest market by far. It goes on to talk about, you know, carrying the flag on opening night and tearing his Achilles. As Rodgers launches his comeback and his bid to lead the Jets to a championship, acclaimed sports biographer Ian O'Connor uses hundreds of original interviews. Does that mean he conducted hundreds of interviews?
Correct.
To pull back the curtain. All right, let me ask you a question. Did anybody in Wisconsin get interviewed?
I would assume yes.
Yes.
Who would that be? Like, put your list together.
I don't know, former teammates, I would guess.
Okay.
You'd start there. I mean, maybe some people on the Mike McCarthy staff.
If you're Ian O'Connor, wouldn't you have interviewed Jason Wilde?
Maybe, but I think you can try to get a lot of that information and avoid having another media person in there.
Really? A beat writer of the team?
I think you can find Jason Wilde's stuff, his opinions on Aaron Rodgers, all throughout the internet.
Sure, but you're not supposed to do that, right? Like, I mean, you can. You can use it for information, for background. But I would imagine if you're writing a book, you should go out and seek that. I'm just saying, I'm not saying he didn't do his due diligence. I'm just saying I'm surprised that when it popped on the internet yesterday, none of us had heard that there was an unauthorized biography of Aaron Rodgers even being worked on. Because if he had spoken to people in our circles, it feels like we would have caught wind of it.
Yeah, I got to imagine, yes. Do I think he spoke to a member of the Wisconsin media? I doubt it.
You think he spoke to Danica Patrick, Olivia Munn?
Maybe not directly. My guess is people within there.
Wait, I wanted to see how far down that rabbit hole this guy could go. I mean, I'm impressed he named two of them.
Well, there's only one more.
Shailene?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hawaii girl.
I wouldn't be shocked if one of them granted an interview, but
yeah.
I mean, those circles have a lot of people.
But do you
want to
hear it?
Oh, I mean, as much as I dislike the guy, I find him endlessly fascinating. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to just ignore stuff. And if there's added context to the divorce that happened in Green Bay, I think that's fascinating. Now, it's his side of how things go, and you have to run that through a filter. But anything more about Aaron Rodgers, as much as I dislike the person, I do find him fascinating.
I mean, maybe it's his side. Who knows?
Right.
I mean, I don't know how, we don't know how much Aaron participated or did not participate.
It's,
in this book, much like the Jeff Pearlman book about Brett, where Brett did not, I mean, Brett's a couple of Brett's family members participated. Brett himself did not.
Do you think it's intentionally vague? Do you think it's intentionally vague to, you know, drop that hook in the water and see how many people bite? It's not telling us exactly what Rodgers contributed to it. It's not telling us what he didn't contribute to it.
That's interesting, because the Pearlman, he called me, and then Brett called me and said, don't talk to him. I'm like, okay. So I wonder if Aaron called former players and said, hey, don't talk to this guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think there's enough people in Aaron Rodgers' orbit that have an axe to grind. So even if, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if, like, the people sympathetic to him or still in his inner circle, but he tells you how few those people are all
the time. And I think that's really interesting that you mentioned that, because from a strategy standpoint, Joshy, which we know Aaron has always existed in, right? He's trying to move those pieces across the chessboard, thinks he's smarter than everyone else. If it's easy to find detractors, if you're Ian O'Connor, wouldn't it behoove Rodgers to provide a few supporters? Wouldn't it behoove Rodgers to say, here are some people you can speak to who I know have my back? Because otherwise the thing ends up being very slanted. Because as you mentioned, the detractors, I could rattle off a list. I could give you a list of people who have been very vocal about their dislike of the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. But Aaron Rodgers could just go to his old playbook. Everyone else is wrong. They don't know me. They don't know what they're talking about. So, like, to him, I don't think this is earth-shattering, especially because he will never hesitate to appear on another podcast or on any radio show that is sympathetic to him.
How soon before we see him back on the Pat McAfee show? I wondered if this would, like, pull him out of his hole, pull him out of his, you know, off-season hiding.
Do we know when this book comes out?
August.
So,
long
in
wait.
A line with the season.
Yeah, we'll see Aaron the day after the book, you know. Day after the book comes out, there's going to be some salacious little, you know, little parts of the book that come out.
He's going to say, little blurbs, not true.
And he's going to come out and defend himself.
Doesn't
yes.
he usually show up around the draft? Like, I've heard him give opinions on guys before.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if that just had, because he announced, like, he was not retiring and coming back to the Packers on McAfee.
Yeah, was,
and then the same thing kind of last year when he ended up going to the Jets, and that kind of aligned. So maybe. I don't know.
I give it a week. No, I'm being serious. I give it a week.
But, you know,
whenever McAfee is back on, he may be back on now. I'm not sure. I know he was on vacation for a little smidge here. Whenever McAfee is back on, Shoe, I think Rodgers is on within a week.
You think? I'd love to hear from Devontae. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
On what went down?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But the other thing we've always talked about with Rodgers is how candid can people be? How forthcoming and truthful can people be?
I think they can, because he has no more power when it comes to Devontae. What are you going to do? Not throw him any more touchdowns? You're not going on the Raiders. You know what I mean?
And based on information we saw, that Devontae's not being traded. Because there was talk of maybe them reuniting in New York. And
yeah.
I mean,
I won't count that out.
Yeah. I mean, their GM said he's a Raider.
Yeah.
He's a Raider for now. He's a Raider. Like, he's very vague about what their general manager was saying about them.
You know what I want to hear, though, Gabe?
What's that?
What Vince had to say about that night. Vince Vitrano.
So for those who missed it earlier this week, yeah, that was earlier this week. That was Monday or Tuesday where Chewy shared the story of him and Brett going on a television station for Chewy's paid appearance for his television show that he had at 10:30 on Sundays during the season in 1997. Vince Vitrano was a young producer at CBS 5 in Green Bay. I believe we're posting a video tomorrow on our social media channels to give Vince's side of the story.
We got in trouble, Jen, because we were a little...
Holmgren turned on the TV drunk. And could see that Chewy and Brett were drunk on television.
Jeez Louise, what is wrong with you guys?
It was a good show.
Yeah, hearing the tone, it'd get a lot of clicks. Just updated your retort. All right, guys, let me tell you about the best purchase that I've made recently. I know you've heard me talk about my Good Health sauna. It is sitting in my basement, sat in it two nights ago, 30 minutes, just detoxing my trip to LA, my trip to Oregon. Because, you know, travel can be challenging and it can stress you out, and that's why I have my Good Health sauna in my basement to help me get back after those types of trips. So if you're the type of person who's like, I don't know, it feels a little extravagant, can I really put a sauna in my basement? You can and you should. Here's why. The health benefits alone. I am sleeping better. My skin is better. My hair is growing in faster and thicker than it ever has before. And when I ask my hairstylist, hey, what's up with this? Why do I got all these baby hairs that are showing up on my hairline? She says, well, what are you doing differently? I said, well, I'm using my sauna. She said, that's probably it. Red light therapy is huge for hair growth. And that's what it is. So if you guys are interested in an infrared sauna, you can go to their website, goodhealthsaunas.com, take a look at all the inventory that they have, and maybe you'll be like me. You'll be walking around the state fair and decide to pull the trigger on a purchase like that. You will not regret it. Their website is goodhealthsaunas.com. Tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you.
You were listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yes, that would have been much worse than what ended up happening.
Finally got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally, yes. We figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Are you looking for a weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks? Straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune in to hear Here District. I love the name. I love a good pun. Here District. Not the Deer District. Here District. With Marcus Johnson. A Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world and are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they will answer your questions as well. Stay on the beat of the Bucks. Find Here District now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Carry me on. How you feeling, big guy? Feeling pretty good about the week?
I feel okay.
Okay? Okay? Let's do a little We Can Reach You.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play the We Can Reach You.
Game is simple. 5 questions reviewing the week. See if Chewy remembers things that he said on previous shows this week. He gets 3 right, he wins. He gets 3 wrong, he loses. Question number 1, big guy.
Yep.
What was the sell job by number 4?
Katie. One of the best sell jobs ever by number 4. Oh, when we went into Holmgren's office and he said, 2 beers.
It's correct.
Nailed it.
What is 2 beers?
2 beers.
Two beers. What is that?
So when we were on the show?
Tube?
Beers. No, beers. Two. The number 2. Beers.
What? I thought you said tube years.
No. Two beers. No.
What would your tube years be, by the way? 42, 43?
Sure.
When the tube shows up?
Is that a catheter?
I was thinking more of like the inner tube around your belly.
Ah.
But again, Chewy and Brett were drunk on television.
Ah, Gabe.
Holmgren.
Tipsy. We've been using tipsy.
Yeah.
Holmgren tuned in for the show, saw just with his own 2 eyes that something wasn't right, called them into the office, and Brett said, oh, we only had 2 beers.
Something wasn't right. Hold on. I know we're kind of up against it, But is it worse to get tapped on the shoulder, called into the principal's office, and you know what you did, or if you don't know what you did?
Wait, are you implying that you didn't know what
you
did?
We had no idea.
What do you mean?
We looked at one another and, like, what did we do? We went home last night.
But you didn't.
It started a little earlier than I thought, according to good old Vince.
Yeah.
I am having a real Yanny or Laurel moment here. I cannot not hear two beers. Every time you say it, two beers. You're saying two beers, but I'm hearing two beers.
Two brewskis.
All right, Chew, you're one for one. Question number two. What occurs because, quote, we are all waiting for the USFL?
Because there's no football and we're all waiting on the USFL. So,
so what happens occurs? Because of that?
A betting? I don't know.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, it is a tough one.
Mm. Yeah.
Mock drafts. Mock drafts. According to you, mock drafts happen because there's no football and we're all waiting for the USFL.
Yeah. Good point. Yes. Very true.
That's your point.
I'm glad you agree with you, I guess.
Etiquette, Chew.
Oh, we're such idiots.
I mean me.
Yeah.
Well, we know what we means now.
Yeah.
He's got a mouse in his pocket. Question three, big guy. What did you claim you get the least amount of blame for?
All right, let's break down the blame. Because
okay.
I think I get the least amount of blame.
You knew it was coming.
No.
You knew it was coming, John.
No.
Gosh.
A little tricky here, huh?
Is it our meeting with Evan?
Oh, yeah.
Evan?
Get the most blame in our meeting with Evan.
No, least amount of blame.
Oh, the least amount.
Least amount of blame.
Yes,
yeah,
sorry. Yes, yes,
I mean,
yes.
I guess that would technically fit, but that is not the correct answer.
This is a little tricky by Joshy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Went back to it.
You wanted to break down the blame for getting caught drinking by Holmgren, and you wanted to claim that you deserve the least amount of blame for that incident.
Yes.
But he went back to the same topic for the third question. I don't think you've ever done that before, Joshy.
Got to keep him on his toes.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Like Frank always said, when Frank Winter's number 52 in your
program,
when
are you
number
the context,
one in your heart,
though?
Frank always said, and he said it to Holmgren's face, the time that they blew off curfew in Buffalo, and Holmgren screaming at him, and Frank said, Mike, if I didn't go out with Brett, he still would be out right now.
Wait, who's Mike?
Holmgren.
They're picking on you, too.
So,
I'm against it.
So, that's why I deserve the least amount of blame in that situation.
Well, you got the question wrong, so you got to get the next two right in order to have a winning week. Question four begins with the audio clip.
It's so good, but you got to pay for it, which is fine.
I mean,
I think you
pay for it. I don't. What do you have to pay for, Chew? What's so good, but you have to pay for it?
That's hard.
Conversation from yesterday, I believe.
It's so good, but you have to pay for it. And mustard?
Nope. What were we talking about yesterday, food-wise?
Breakfast?
Yep. What about breakfast?
Oh, when you eat fiber.
What? Give me a specific fiber. What specific fiber were you talking about there?
Life.
Wow.
When you eat life.
Wait, he gets that one?
I'm not actually counting that. No.
When you eat life.
The one thing it counts.
Bit of a leading the horse to water there.
Yeah.
I had to dunk his head in the water so he drank, but we got there.
All right. So 2-2. Going for the big win.
Who did Rasheed Wallace play most of his basketball career
for? But I mean, in regards to Rasheed Wallace. Is that the guy that went to Syracuse? I'm thinking of a different guy. The guy that played for the Knicks. You know who I'm talking about.
You're thinking Rasheed? Of Carmelo.
Yes, Carmelo.
Wow.
Rasheed played for the Charlotte Hornets.
We would have accepted Portland or Detroit. We would have expected those are the two answers. Do you remember why you said Rasheed Wallace?
Because of the left
very
tackle.
Very interested in this.
Rasheed the Walker. Left tackle.
Rasheed Walker. He called Rasheed Walker Rasheed Wallace.
Oh, Chew.
I know. I deserve the
so you lost.
Of blame.
You lost there, huh?
Again.
All right. good stuff.
It's a good effort, though.
Yeah.
Effort.
Again, now you got to be conscious of the fact that Joshy can go back to the same topic for a second question.
It's a good topic. I mean,
we
technically,
talked about it for a long time.
We did. And then we came back to it on Tuesday. So we did talk about it two different days. You're such an idiot. Meanwhile, you can make sure that you find Palermo's in the frozen food aisle of your local grocers. What I love about Palermo's is the variety that they have within their brand. Because underneath that Palermo's umbrella, their family of brands includes Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie's, Surfer Boy Pizza, and Screamin' Sicilian, just to name a few of those. So whatever you're looking for in a pizza, maybe they're an artisan crust, some different types of crust, you can go to Urban Pie. Maybe you're looking for that Palermo's Primo Thin. If you're looking for something that has a little bit more calorie conscious, great crust, Connie's. Great nostalgic feel, neighborhood pizzeria. So many different great brands, you're going to find a pizza for your taste. So find Palermo's in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's. It's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm right-handed, but I'm with Gabe here.
I think more confident in my left hand here, just cupping right now, other than my other hand cupping.
Mostly because I also...
I get a lot more work out of the right hand.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee has something bigger, better, and bolder coming the first week of May. It is the long-awaited grand opening of their state-of-the-art sportsbook venue. It's a 2,000-square-foot video wall. It's luxury seating for more than 200 people. It's an expanded food menu, and guys, you are going to love this aspect. There is a built-in broadcast booth, which means you know we'll be doing shows from the Potawatomi Casino Hotel Sportsbook. The all-new sportsbook venue is going to be a sports fan's paradise. Mark your calendars for the great opening. It is the first week of May when sports betting in Milwaukee becomes nothing like you've ever seen before. Bet big and bet bold at Potawatomi Casino Hotel in downtown Milwaukee. Not gonna lie, very excited about that. If you can't find me here at the Avenues, you can find me at Potawatomi. Let's take a look at the polls today on our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. We asked you about the NFL prospect who told reporters that he does not believe in space or other planets. Should you reveal a controversial or unusual opinion during a job interview? 90% of people saying no way, too risky. Right? It just feels like this is a no-brainer.
10% of people really don't want the job they're interviewing for, then.
10% of people are Chew. Chew, even you wouldn't reveal that you didn't believe in, like, dinosaurs on a job interview, would you?
Yeah, if someone asked me, I would.
Was
at this point of your life, yes.
Yeah.
Should we trying to get good into point. The NFL? Probably not.
Right.
Is the combine and then the dinner at Perkins the only job interviews you've ever had?
Yeah. No. I tried to get hired at Yankee Candle. You know Yankee Candle?
I don't. No.
Did you Yankee Candle? You never heard of
Yankee Candle? Yeah, I know Yankee Candle.
The glass candles?
I interviewed for a job there like, when I was like 16 and did.
You did?
Wait, I just assumed it was like some sort of weird restaurant or something. Like actual, you tried to get hired at a candle place?
Like
that's
Yankee
in my
Doodle?
Hometown. Yeah. I literally grew up 2 miles
from... Put macaroni in his hat.
From whatever the factory or whatever.
I am so angry at you that at 8:56 you are revealing to us that you once applied for a job at Yankee Candle. Now I can just picture you taking off the glass lid, sticking your nose in there.
Were you going to work in the retail side or the factory?
The factory side.
Oh, that's different. Yeah, now he's just forklifting.
Yeah.
Right?
And you didn't get the job.
I didn't. I don't know why.
Maybe you told them you didn't believe in dinosaurs. And they were like, you can't. John makes a good point. He says this scientific opinion might disqualify him from working at NASA, but it has zero impact on his ability to play football. I say let the man play. If you want him to learn about the planets, he can do that from the comfort of his new mansion. Do any scientists live in mansions? That's what he wrote.
Yeah, many.
I mean, but the larger point being, if you're going to deny the existence of space, what are we to say he's not going to deny the existence of blitzing on third down?
And just decision making is...
Didn't happen.
Well, the ability to process information as it's presented and come up with a, you know, logical conclusion. I don't want to overstate, but that feels important in all spaces of life. Get it?
Yeah, but if he can ball, he can ball. It's a good, it's fair.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this week. Will, Dee, and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great weekend, everybody.